obviously, you're aware of what DJ Swearinger put out this morning. What is your what is your reaction to that, first of all?
Well, my reaction is that he can, he's free to post and participate in social media any way that he likes. He's still on a football team, and so that's really my reaction to it.
What would his motivation be, though, Rick, for doing that? Have you told him that he would be traded?
No, I have not told him that. And so at this point, DJ's still on our team, and that's really, I have no real updates beyond that about him.
Were you trying to trade him?
John, you know me long enough to know that anything that I'm doing contractually is not done in the media.
Rick, does something like that, him posting it on Instagram, complicate whatever it is going on?
No, it doesn't. It's immaterial to anything that could be going on.
So how do you view how things are progressing with the offseason?
Well, I thought the weekend was a very productive weekend, successful weekend. I really like our rookie class. I thought there were some competitive practices. I thought the guys did a nice job of coming in and learning what it is that we were implementing and installing. And they took that information out on the field, and it was a good weekend. So I was impressed with the rookies.
How good was it to see all your work with the draft picks, Sam, on fruition on the field, doing things with your coaches?
It's our work, Mark. You know what I mean? It's a collaborative effort of a lot of people that do a lot of work throughout the course of the season and the year. And then as the coaches have gotten involved in the process, and I've said before many times that I thought our process was really good this year, and we saw a little bit of the fruits of that labor this weekend.
How about the progress that the Mallet has made in the offseason, and now that Hoyer's in, and obviously a great competition with these guys?
It really is good competition. I'm limited to what I've seen so far because, we weren't even allowed to go over in phase one, and then they have some coaching sessions that they're going. So it's early. I do like the fact that it feels more competitive even in the building as you walk around, and I know those guys are working hard each day, so it'll be fun to watch that evolve.
Can Stevie Brown play strong safety as well as free safety?
I think so. I think, John, when you look at safeties, what you ideally want is you want guys that are versatile enough to play in space and then also can screw down and maybe play closer to the line of scrimmage, and I think he's capable of doing both.
Rick, how much have you enjoyed this event and the money it's raised for charity over the years?
Yeah, this is one of my more enjoyable, spring days in Houston, because I think we've raised well over $4 million over the years in this event, and it goes to a lot of good people who are in need, and we really appreciate our players and our coaches participating in this, because it's such a great cause.